The National Mental Health Association estimates that 1 in 5 children has a diagnosable mental illness, and one of the fastest growing is bipolar disorder. But the institution on the front lines of dealing with these mood swings, the public school, may be the least equipped to cope with the challenge. From member station WFCR, Karen Brown reports.
Grade 7 for dismissal.
Wilbraham Middle School in Western Massachusetts is where Eric Ranke won the dubious distinction of third most detentions of all time. He yelled at teachers, would run away from the building, or refused to get out from under his desk.
There's this one time where I was sitting next to my friend, and for no reason, the principal of our school was like, "No, you two move." And I was in a really depressed time. I was angry about something. I don't remember. So I just said, "I effing hate you."
To his teachers, this looked more like juvenile delinquency than mental illness. But in fact, Eric is among thousands of young people diagnosed with bipolar disorder. The Child and Adolescent Bipolar Foundation estimates 750,000 children suffer from what was once known as manic depression, a brain disorder characterized by extreme emotional highs and lows and volatile behavior. Eric's mother, Connie Ranke.
He was doing stuff like stabbing himself in the stomach with whatever, you know, pencils in school, and being sent to the nurse and saying to the nurse, "I just want to die." I mean, clearly, he was suicidal.
10 years ago, few psychiatrists thought children could have bipolar. Now research shows children as young as preschoolers can have drastic mood swings several times a day or even hour, and this can make it very hard to learn.
The school environment can be so overwhelming. There's so much sensory input and stuff going on, and you know, walking down a hallway, it is bedlam. Kids with bipolar disorder, the stuff that they worry about is not even like, "Will I get A's?" It's like, "Will I know where the bathroom is?"
Children with the worst symptoms are placed in residential treatment. But most bipolar kids, including Eric, live in the community and depend on public schools. Bill Fohl, president-elect of the National Association of School Psychologists, says administrators were caught off guard by the recent surge in this diagnosis.
So schools are much more comfortable dealing with behavior and dealing with it as a discipline problem, when in fact, if the child does have bipolar disorder, this is a serious psychiatric disorder and will need probably a broader intervention plan than just dealing with it as a discipline problem.
Connie Ranke learned that federal disability law accorded Eric some rights. She asked the school to provide accommodations to help him calm down and learn, anything from daily counseling sessions to longer assignment deadlines. But schools have discretion in applying the law, and at first, Ranke was turned down.
The principal didn't buy any of this stuff about, you know, his illness. Everything that my husband had tried to do, he just saw as overindulgence.
Tom Philpott directs special education for Wilbraham Schools. He says it's not easy for busy teachers to distinguish between normal adolescent rebellion and bipolar disorder. Even if parents bring in a doctor's diagnosis, schools can decide it's best not to single out the student.
How can people work together to intervene in the least intrusive manner so that the labeling issues hopefully are not so obvious that kids feel isolated just by the fact of the label.
But Martha Hellander of the Child and Adolescent Bipolar Foundation says those responses sound to many parents like excuses not to help. And she says it's hard to advocate for these kids when childhood bipolar isn't even listed in the standard manual of psychiatry.
They see ADHD written down and I believe epilepsy and a couple of other things. And so they say, well, if it's not listed there, then it's not a health impairment.
Following several appeals, Eric, now a high school junior, sees an academic counselor several times a week. And his parents have taught his teachers to recognize Eric's oncoming mood shifts.
They don't think of me as being a bad kid. They think of me as just going through a manic time.
Some kids with bipolar, however, never adjust to a traditional public school. Aaron Reddick of Boston remembers violent mood swings as early as kindergarten.
There'd be times that I'd feel like dead, or there'd be times that I'd feel like on top of the world, but I wondered why, like, I was so different from the other kids. why I couldn't make friends, why I was the unpopular one, why I had decided to, you know, make myself dress different, listen to different music.
If she played ball with someone and she didn't catch it and it was thrown kind of hard, so it might have hit her, she would figure the child was trying to hurt her.
Erin's mother, Sherry Reddick.
And occasionally she would go after that child. They were just throwing a ball and Erin couldn't catch it.
Erin was diagnosed with bipolar at 11 and quickly got the reputation of a hellion. After one doctor gave her antidepressants, now shown to cause suicidal behavior in kids with bipolar, Erin threatened to hurt herself and her classmates. Even the drugs that helped didn't help for long.
It got to the point where I was fighting with some of the kids in the school. They were like, okay, we can't help this girl. Right ahead. Go
have a So Erin's family lobbied to get her into the nearby Merrimack Collaborative School, a public therapeutic school where about half the students are diagnosed with bipolar. Principal Emma Weiss says teachers learn the red flags for every student.
When Erin goes off of her medication, she can be laughing one minute, sobbing the next minute, the minute after that screaming because she's so angry over something as small as he looked at me the wrong way.
Erin's teachers say she's learning to control her impulses here, where the ratio is 5 students to 1 or 2 staff members. But it's expensive. A school district can pay up to $29,000 to send one child here, compared to $4,000 or $5,000 in the regular public school.
There have been, you know, some towns that we're told, nope, they're here for 6 months and that's it.
Erin is graduating this year, and on her good days, she thinks about going on to college.
I want to go to school to do, like, psychological research, you know, learn the way, why I'm the way I am, and maybe help some people.
As for Eric Ranke, he made the honor roll for the first time this year. His mother now leads a bipolar support group for other parents, many of whom are lobbying the Department of Education to include childhood bipolar on its list of official health impairments. For NPR News, I'm Karen Brown.